M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
What's going on? Happy hump day to everybody, man. It's another rainy Wednesday. Wasn't it raining last time? I think we were talking something like that. See, Natasha's over here trying to get her stuff together. Look, see, I told you, leave that Instagram alone. It's Facebook, man. Listen, it's Facebook. So, you know, but it's good, man. It's good to be in here. It's good to be seen. You know, welcome. How was your week?
So far, so good. Yeah. So far, so good, man. Okay. We at the hump, right?
That's my favorite day, man. It's always a good day when it's a wet Wednesday. It's always a good day.
That's how we going today. We starting off like that.
Yeah, man. Early. Man JB back. Yay! What's up, Chief?
Hey, welcome back, man.
What's happening, Cap?
My guy back in the building, man. He's been gone on hiatus. Super duper happy to have him back with Rhythmic's family, man. You don't understand how much you've been missed.
Thank you guys for having me back in the building.
Don't fucking leave
again.
Don't fucking leave
again. Hey, I'm just gonna twist some knives and cue some shit and make it happen.
Oh man, all right.
Yeah,
my guy.
Y'all have a good show, man. I'm glad to be back.
I appreciate you. I appreciate it, man. Two guys bullshit, man.
Oh, check. Just real quick, since you were talking about twisting knives, JB, did you see Chris posted his he's dropping his knives.
Yeah, buddy.
So for anybody who didn't know or didn't watch the show, a couple weeks ago, we had our good friend Chris Kyler come on the show, Chef Chris Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
And he is actually dropping his own line of gourmet knives.
Gourmet knives, man.
So they'll be available in April, right?
April.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow's April.
Listen, man.
April Fool's Day.
We getting real, you know, in the front of a lot of stuff being released. I'm like, that's hot, dog.
Yeah,
who you know
really
got
exciting.
Their line of knives?
Really
who
exciting.
Does that?
So shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris Kyler, man. Holla
really
at your boy,
you,
Chris
man.
Kyler.
So show the love, show the support.
Mm-hmm.
So.
If you guys like vegan food, stuff like that, if that's what you're interested in, Chris Kyler, hit him up. He specializes in a lot of stuff. You know, good dude. Good overall dude. But, man, we have a very exciting show right now, man.
Thanks. See, always get me straight. Always keep me straight.
That's what I like. See, you know, that's how you real presidential. When JB's in the building, Rhythmic is real presidential. I like it. It's special to me, man, because cranking comedy, man. This is something new. We got a couple people in the building. Special guest, man. My boy Dante Floyd. He's in the building. I got my boy the Mailman. If you ain't checked him out, gotta check out the Mailman, man. He's good energy in the morning. And my boy Big Doug over there, man, bringing the comedy, man. Comedy Crank, you know, it's gonna be a very unique vibe, something different. We're bringing something different to Woodbridge. So if you think it's your same rigmarole, it's not the case, man. We can hold up to what a thousand people, like up to 1,000, something like that.
No, not
87. Oh shit. Well,
I was about to say, ooh. Even with the current conditions going on, is this?
Yeah.
We'll definitely drop down. Do you know what the...
So, yeah, I wanted to get into that. Okay. So, starting April, I believe April 1st, they're loosening up the restrictions.
Oh, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
So, yeah. I think you can have up to, like, 300 people or 500 people or something like that. Outside venues, like, 30% capacity.
Okay.
So, that's enough. Yeah. It's enough. 500 is a good number, man. So, I think we're right on the cusp, but we'll get into all of that. I did want to say happy day before April Fool's Day. And I say that because this, man, get a full body picture. Because no, for real, ask for a full body picture. Because it's COVID, weather's about to break. Real talk, like get a full body. Because
like quarantine thick.
I'm telling you, man, the angles is real. They got them Jones on point right now. I done seen a bathroom 5, 10, 15 different ways, but it looks all new. And you know, and everything looks good. But you know, because on April Fool's, maybe a little bit different.
Do you do April Fool's Day jokes? You do pranks and stuff.
My daughter
like
loves that. My daughter loves pranks. Kids love pranks until they get pranked.
Yeah. Yeah.
They be in their chest then. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back. So, but yeah. A lot of things happened today. If you guys have not known, Matt Hand reached out to me from thepatriot.com. And what you may not know, Governor Northam, you know, he has asked the General Assembly to speed up legislation to July 1st to legalize marijuana. Legalize marijuana usage.
I was just talking about that at work today.
Yep.
I was wondering, I could have sworn somebody told me that it already was, but I guess
No. Not in Virginia.
I didn't think so.
For the state of Virginia?
I didn't think so, yeah.
We're like some of the last people. So there are 14 other states, and we'll get into the 14 other states that actually have it legal. But basically, it was originally dated to become legal in about 3 years. So like, what, 2024? Okay. They were looking at that date, but he's already stepped in and said, no, you need to do this quicker. And I want to ask you a quick question. Do you think that's because the world's opening back up and they're trying to capitalize?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
It's all about
Come
the
on,
bridge.
Especially in the Commonwealth. Come on now. Yeah. You've been here, as long as I have. You know about the Commonwealth.
Man, it's a very special place. It's very different.
Anytime they can try to stick people and get money, they for it. Making up taxes about, you know, shit that's not even real. The Commonwealth will definitely get you. So absolutely.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah. So I think all that's happening, they're expediting that. The 14 of the states that already have it legal is, I'm good. Early and often, my boy. Early and often. They come prepared. They come prepared to bring a vibe. My man's come prepared to bring a vibe. Trust and believe me. Yeah, if you have not been entertained, I'm trying to tell you. I tell you, it's gonna be a good show. So, Alaska, Oregon, California, Montana, Colorado, AZ, San Diego, Illinois, Michigan, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, DC. All have legal recreational marijuana. Now, what they're going to do is amend some of the clauses that they have in there. Some of the proposals, adult over 21 can have up to an ounce, and you can grow up to 4 plants, which is very similar to D.C., right? Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So be on the lookout for that. They do have a lot of municipal properties, if that's your thing. If it's not, then just keep it moving. Just don't be one of those guys anymore, please. Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm just going to say that. Now, I do want to say this. On a stock tip, from an informational perspective, people are going to have to be able to regulate, because you're not going to be able to drive and smoke, right? Mm-hmm. How do you regulate that? People are not really thinking about that. So just a quick stock tip. Stocks are thinking in the future, so they're going to have to be able to regulate that. I think Infoblox or something like that actually created a tool just like a breathalyzer that actually mirrors the content of THC in your body. So that's how they're going to regulate that. So what do? You go back and you figure out all the companies that kind of manufacture this, that sell it to, you know, the authorities. That's how you make your money. Mm-hmm. Before they make money off of you. Just a little helpful.
That's why I like hanging out with you, man.
No. I just be talking stuff. Yeah. Just be talking stuff. So, also, I wanted to bring up, my boy, shout out to Hanak, my man over there. I want to talk a little bit about Nipsey Hussle, man. Today marks the 2nd year anniversary Nipsey died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, timing flies, man.
I know, quick. It was like yesterday, right?
Yeah. I saw Snake had posted his song that he did with him. I guess the video from the song that he did with him. So that was for anybody who didn't know that he was our guest last week.
Right.
MC Snake. So, yeah, I saw that. I didn't realize the significance.
Yeah. So it was, I posted on there today, and I can't say that I was an avid Nipsey fan. I just started listening to more of his music afterward and gained the appreciation after.
Right.
So I wasn't on the cusp. I wasn't there. But great artist. And a philanthropist, you know what I'm saying? So he was like big in the community. So
absolutely,
just me looking at it, because I was like, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't in the know,
right?
But after I saw the work that he did, we was sloshing and Crenshaw, like one of the baddest parts. He tried to go in there and like make it better.
Yeah,
that's big in the African American community. Whenever you try to do something positive like that, and especially with all the tension, that's a big move.
Yeah.
So I understood the movement and the sadness. So. You know, rest in peace, Nip, for that, man. But it brings up a good point. Did you know how he died?
So I'd heard a little bit. I thought speculation is that he was assassinated, right?
Right, right.
So
you know who did it?
No, I don't.
So again, not knowing the whole story, and I may be wrong, don't judge me, but his mans. It was like his mans.
That's what they say. That's how it be, man.
It was his
That's
so
how it
apparently,
be, the one in your circle.
Yeah, apparently, I guess they were both artists or whatever, you know, one caught fame, you know, caught far or whatever, and things just started happening. And then all of a sudden, he opened up, I think, something in Crenshaw. And again, I may be wrong, y'all, but long story short, he was getting a lot of love. And the old boy didn't like that, whatever. So, you know, it was to the point to where his man was in the car with a female. And she's like, oh, there's Nipsey. I want to take a picture with him. So, you know, Bama's in his chest right now. She goes, takes a picture, and all this stuff happens or whatever. Long story short, Nipsey ended up shot 10 times in front of his own stores where he was trying to make a difference.
That's terrible.
You know, I bring that up because it's very prevalent. in this community.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate. What's the crabs in the barrel, right, mentality? We don't want to see that. other people, you know, shine and whatever. And what's really sad is if people took the time to focus, spend half as much attention and energy as they're putting into what the next man is doing,
right,
and put it into what they can be doing for themselves, and they, you know, could be on that same level,
man,
you know?
I know.
It's really terrible.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot, like, are you lazy or envy and jealousy?
A lot of like self-doubt, you know, self-doubt. All kinds of things, you know, keep people fear, right?
Yeah.
Keep hold people back from living their best life and doing what's, you know, what's really in their heart, you know, to do, to make their lives what they want it to be. And that's really, really sad.
Right, right. And I just want to say this, man. If you got a business idea, just go.
Yeah,
just go and let God do it, you know I mean?
And that's one of the things, you know, I really just, you know, we've been doing this show for a few months now, like, believe it or not, we've just been rolling along, but that's one of the things I really do love about every guest that we have on here, and just anybody that comes through here just has that energy and that mentality of, you know, just believing in yourself and just stepping out on faith and doing what is, you know, what's on your heart to do to make your life what you want it to be, you know,
right.
And I absolutely love it, and I love we're just continuing to encourage each other and, you know, promote each other, and like,
right,
everybody that we've met, that we've touched base with here, just been on that same vibe, in that same wavelength, and I just absolutely love it. So right, we're gonna keep doing that.
That's what we're gonna do. That's what we do over here at BYOV. Absolutely. Man, we're bringing people together, let them market and network and let them be themselves. So I always get the question, like, right before the guest, yo, how should I be yourself? Yeah. No, like, how should I be?
Yeah,
be yourself.
Yeah, bring your vibe. You know right? What that means? Bring your own vibe.
Bring your own vibe. Yep. Do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Be you. You know what I'm saying? My man over here was like, what should I do? He was on his morning show. What should I do? Yeah. Be you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to change you. Like, but you know what that entails? Yeah, I do. Because perception is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? People
absolutely
perceive a lot of stuff. I done seen places, right? You know, as a professional, you know, I'm a business developer, strategist, and stuff like that. So even though people wear a suit, don't mean that they're all good people.
No, it doesn't.
And
whether you're in church or anywhere else.
I've seen pastors be messed up in the game. Like,
ooh-wee.
Jets and ski trips and extra healing.
Shoot.
Yeah, right.
I grew up in this area and, you know, went to a local church. And I'm not going to call it out, but our pastor for a long time, it was a big church in the area, got caught up in a scandal, sleeping with his wife, who was the choir director. And He tried to burn her house down, right, and all that crap, and end up in jail. And this is the pastor, you know. So yeah, it's not all. It's still people at the end of the day,
right?
They facing their own demons. So
and everybody who got face tattoos and stuff like that aren't bad people,
right? I find that people that are tatted up sometimes are the coolest and nicest, most down to earth people that you will meet. You know,
right,
and it's just like you said, it's a perception. You know,
yeah, that's what they want to do. It represents something special in their body, in their mind, and it's special to them. It represents something of them.
Right.
So you can't go around knocking. So just be careful, you know, of how you perceive people. That's all I'm saying. So don't be one of those people who want to bring somebody down to make yourself feel better. Let them be who they are, feed off their energy, and be who you are.
Right.
You know, if you're not able to, like, really, you know, have that type of vibe together, then maybe you not need to be in that circle. You
right
need to talk down to my man.
Right.
He's still good with me.
Just keep it moving.
Right, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you a quick question. I was thinking about it. I was talking to a friend, and we had a couple questions about what could you live without and why? And there was four options: intimacy, communication, motivation, or emotions.
Ooh.
Which one could you live without and why? You got to pick one.
Intimacy,
communication,
mm-hmm,
motivation, or emotions.
God, what a sad life.
I'm just saying, if you got to pick one, man. I mean, they're all important. Everybody said we got to have all these things. But what if you don't have, everybody ain't got all of them? Because we all be bunned up or something.
That's not true. I mean, you can have all those things without being in a relationship or being bunned up with somebody. What? You can't have it from other people in your life, and it don't have to be like on a romantic front, but you can't have those. You still kind of communicate. You have to communicate with everybody else in your life.
Yeah.
Other people in your life motivate you, whether or not you're in a partnership or not.
Mm-hmm.
You can express your exchange emotions with everybody else around
this
you in
true
your life. And
this
you can true. And intimacy is really a really wide it's not just, you know, sex or whatever. Intimacy
yes
means a lot. It's a mental, emotional connection. So
mm-hmm
you can have all those things with people around you without being in a committed or in a particular relationship. You can get those things from everybody around you. But if I had to choose, God, that'd be sad. I don't know, man.
Because they're all important.
Yeah, they're very important.
They're all important.
Jeez.
Well, we're gonna.
I really don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
really
so we're. I mean, don't worry about it. We're gonna pose this question to our guests soon, and you know they already got the drop on it. You guys heard the question, but which one could you live without, and why? You know, intimacy, communication, and motivation. A lot of times, in you know today's relationship, something's lacking. You know, in one of those departments. A lot of times it's intimacy because it's been a long time and we were very familiar with each other. You know, sometimes communication because I don't hear you because I don't understand you and we don't care anymore because whatever you're saying doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, or, you know, motivation. Do you motivate me to be better or not?
So, so if you're asking which one of those things I could live with.
Without,
you're talking about specifically in a relationship.
I didn't ever say relationship.
Oh, okay. You're just talking about as general. Jeez.
The relationship don't define you. That's defines you. Which one could you live without? Yeah.
I guess I could live without intimacy, I guess. I mean, I would be, it would make me sad, I think. But I guess I could live. If I had to pick one of those things, I guess I could live without that. So.
But, okay, so fine. From there, what is intimacy to you?
Intimacy, like I said, it's about a mental, emotional connection with another person.
Okay.
That's, like, I guess, generally a broad way to put it.
And the only reason I asked that question is because...
So let me fix that. Then I couldn't live without
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, the reason why I asked it, because it's not, you know, directed toward Natasha. It's just directed toward anybody that's listening right now. You know, what does that mean to you? You have to know what that means to you before you get into a relationship, because your perception of intimacy may be completely and totally different than the next person's intimacy. They may think that that's more of emotions.
True.
So you got to just keep that in mind when you're talking to somebody. You really got to be, you know, have that open mind and want to be able to explain yourself in a way that's not over the top.
Yeah.
Or too low.
Right.
It's got to be at a good vibration and a good vibe. Wavelength. Right. Yeah. Right. So.
So I guess let me change my answer then.
Okay.
I guess motivation.
Motivation?
Yeah.
You could be without motivation?
I could. I mean, if I had to be. Ooh. If I had to choose one of those things, that's the one I could be. I feel like I feel like I motivate myself. Like, I feel like that's just what type of person I am. So, I don't know.
But you don't have that anymore. It's gone.
Yeah. I don't know,
That's why it makes it a difficult question.
Yeah, it is a very difficult question. I don't know.
So, yeah, you guys still on that tonight, right? You know, I thought of it, you know, I thought of it thinking about a friend, you know, and it, if you don't have those, I don't think you can really build a solid foundation.
You can't build a solid foundation without any of those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You need all those things.
Right. So. But what makes it so difficult, because a lot of times when we see somebody, we see somebody.
Mm-hmm,
and we don't think about those little small things because we're so happy that we got this, which is what we wanted.
Yeah.
And hooray. And then slowly but surely,
peel back the layers.
Hold up. What is this? Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Got you in the trick bag.
Man. Now you're like, yo, you got me. Yeah. They got me.
Yeah.
Now we mad. Now we talking emotions now.
Okay. Yeah. I just feel like they're so connected as well, right? I think the intimacy is key for me. I know for me, I typically don't continue to keep people in my circle if we don't have a form of intimacy. Like I said, it's not all about sex, right? It can be anybody. I need to have some type of connection to you. And I feel like it's reflected through communication, right? That's how we kind of express it and learn each other and learn, you know, whatever about each other. I definitely, you know, I need to have my mind stimulated as just what kind of person I am. And I would hope that in our communication, you know, there's motivation in that,
right.
And emotions, I just don't know. I mean, I feel like those are things that you, I don't say they're things that you can't control, but those are things you have to learn over time to control, right? Is your emotions and understanding your emotions. And, you know, I don't know how you would just live without them or just be emotionless. So they're all just. Like layered, so
yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Emotion is difficult for me. I'm not gonna
everybody.
Lie.
It's everybody,
you know, especially you know. I was talking to my man Mel. He's actually down in New Orleans. You remember Mel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking to Mel, and we talked about like men dealing with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We sent this picture, and it's a young boy with a single mother or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or why you stop crying or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And stop crying. Mm-hmm. This is nothing. You stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second picture is, I guess, another woman talking to the same boy, now older. Like, why can't you
express your emotions? Because he's learned to repress them his whole life.
So it's absolutely. Like, I looked at him like, yo.
Absolutely.
You know, that, you know, and I'm not saying it for me. I'm just, it's a thoughtful thing to think about. Like,
it is.
When you have to suppress a lot,
mm-hmm.
and then a person expecting a lot, that's a lot of tug and war internally. Because now you have to give away something that you've known so long, and you don't want to give it away because now you become what? Vulnerable.
Right.
Who wants to be vulnerable?
Right.
Nobody.
Especially, I would assume, not a man, obviously, but I would assume as a man, you know, I think a lot of men tie their manhood or their masculinity to that, right? To not being vulnerable, to not allowing anybody to see, you know, the other side of them. And it's so far from the truth, you know, and it's just,
it's perception. That.
Now, there's a fine line. Nobody wants a man that's boohoo and crying all the time.
No. I get it.
That's it. That's not a good look at all.
There are some out there.
You know, there are some emotional men, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's just, you know, like I always say, it's like about balance, right? You know, for you to be in touch with those emotions is important, right? For you to be able to. I think that's something. I feel like it's something that we don't even really learn about, like, right? You know what I'm saying? Or we don't really even understand it until we get to a certain point in life where we've been hurt or go through some things where, you know, we were trying to get to figure out how to make the pain stop or how to make, you know, can we gain control of those emotions because they've got away from us, you know? And I think at that point, later on in life, you'd be like, whoa, you know, and it's important that you really take time and observe those emotions because that's, to me, that's one of the beautiful things in life, right? And whether it's good and bad, ups and downs, you know, that's the flow and the balance of life. And so it's important, I think, that people do learn about that. And I, you know, try to, I know that's something recently I've learned about myself as well and trying to teach my daughters as well. It's like, you know, try to, like you said, you don't want to suppress those things, you know, but you want to explore them and understand them so that you can learn to control them, you know? Not let them control you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm a Capricorn. Wait a minute. Like, you know, we as a Capricorn, we have reasoning skills to a certain degree, and after that, it's a light switch. We good.
We're people, you know,
going to go. But I just thought that was very interesting. So
that's interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall, man, talk about emotions like that. Honestly, just to have an honest, candid conversation without suspecting that a woman is around or worrying about what a woman's influence or input would be. I would be very interested to hear a conversation like that.
I literally just had a conversation, but that takes a lot of too.
And vulnerability, right?
A lot of men is gonna open to talk of a dude. You got that's got to be your man's,
right? Right.
That's got to be your man's. Like, that's what I said. I'm going through it right now. I'm not feeling nothing right now. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
bro, chill.
Like I said, that's what I'd like to be a fly on the wall to get that, like, candid, open, you know, to observe that conversation.
Yeah. Good luck with that. You ain't going to be nowhere near my circle. No. Like, I know my man is a vote on his side and I'm a vote on mine.
As it should be.
As it got to be. It's got to be that way. That's, you know, because if it's not, you know, it's very different. I mean,
that goes back to the, you know, to that vulnerability, right? You're going to no longer want to continue to be vulnerable and expose yourself with somebody if you know
can't get hurt.
You can't trust that person. Yeah, absolutely. So, makes it even worse. You're like, okay, fuck it. I'll go back to my shell and keeping everything to myself and inside. And that's a recipe for disaster.
So let me tell you something. So back in the day, I'll preface that way back in the day, you know, you would tell a female something and then, if you get in an argument, they will bring that back up.
Yeah.
Man, listen. When I tell y'all learn how to be a container and compartmentalize a lot of stuff and I just say and really be mindful of what I say.
Yeah.
But that's not good either.
It's not. I mean, you can't trust that person.
No,
you know?
You can't.
And be a devil's advocate, the other person may not realize, you know, them not controlling and understanding their emotions. They may not realize, you know, what they're doing or the damage that they're doing and doing that. So,
yeah, but
just go back to the communication.
It goes back to I'm about to say, it goes right back to communication.
Yep, absolutely.
Which also goes into, you know, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any of those, you're definitely not going to get no intimacy.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you that right now because I'm not motivated to do a motherfucking thing.
Right. Of course. If you can't trust that person, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it also, I guess it also depends on your partner.
Yeah.
And because some people are motivated by certain other things. So, so that's interesting. So anyways, the weather's breaking. What attribute are you looking forward to seeing the most with the weather breaking? I'm asking you from his perspective.
When I say you're representing the women on this show.
Okay. When you talk about attributes, attributes,
I don't know.
Of what?
I don't know. Whatever you want to, whatever it is to you. I just threw it up in the air. What is, you know, that's your own vibe. You bring your own vibe. Here you go. What are you going to do with it?
You know, what I really miss doing, and I don't know, you know, if we're going to get back to that this summer or not, but, like, I really love going to, like, music festivals and stuff like that, concerts. Jilly, man, you're in Philly, right, JB? You've been in Philly? Yeah, Jilly from Philly. Like, you know, people like that, and just having, like, those big open concerts and all that kind of stuff. That's what I really miss. Like, that's one of the things I miss the most. So, I don't know that I'll be, like I said, how things will be this summer. I don't know if we'll feel all the way comfortable doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But just being able to go to those type of gatherings and party and just let loose and just have a good time with my friends. That's the stuff I miss the most.
Man,
why are you looking like that?
Because that is not. See, listen,
I tried to get you to rephrase the question.
This is what women do. You better be very, very careful. And just
I saw my eyes the whole time.
No, they will fool you. They will talking in circles. Like, what are you talking about?
Talking in circles.
They didn't answer the question. So I'm going to pose the question again, because the word attribute was used purposefully. What attributes do you miss? I'm just saying, like...
I don't know, just, you know, you talking about, like, I'm assuming you're talking about, like, the male physique, right?
That's you. Okay, that's your vibe.
I'm assuming that's what you're talking
about. I don't know.
About.
I'm just asking.
Look at you. Now, when I answered the question the way I interpreted it, you got mad at me.
No, because that's not the way you interpreted it. You stepped around. I understand political fucking posture, ma'am. We're good over here. Just answer the question. This is what I'm talking about.
I miss seeing, you know, men's out with their, you know, guns out and stuff like that. And, you know, being all fresh cuts and all that stuff.
Women like the fresh cut and the A shirts? Are they like the tank tops, or,
you know what, I think you really can't go wrong. I know, and I hate that they call them white beaters, but right, like the old tank tops or whatever.
Okay.
Or even like a fresh white tee, and, you know, smelling all nice and everything, got their cologne on and stuff like that.
Fresh white tee still work?
Yeah, of course, as long as it's not.
Hey, no, fresh white tee still work. go get some right now, bro. We still in the building. Women say fresh white tea is still good. I thought that you couldn't do that anymore. It's like the Cardinal said.
Who told you that?
Nobody told me that. Because you can't go tell this to your man. You just gotta be like, oh, I'm fresh.
Look, I'm gonna tell you something. The most important aspect and the sexiest thing on a man is confidence, right?
Of course.
Okay. So as long as you rocking, whatever you're rocking is clean, it fits you properly. You know what I'm saying? You well presented and you confident in yourself. There's nothing that can touch that. It don't matter. Mm. I've seen men in the Gucci and the crazy outfits and all that. Sometimes mm-hmm. they take it overboard and look like clowns. Just as long as you're confident, like I said, clean, well-groomed, all that stuff, right. That takes you a long way.
Yeah, it does.
Takes a long way.
It does. So...
Was that answering your question?
No, it didn't. Your first initial thing, again... Focus. When you're having a conversation with women, focus, bro. They will take you way over here if you're not pinpointed. Trust me.
Okay.
She said fresh tees work, tank tops work, and then throw on some smell good, you good to go.
Yeah, the fresh, you know, fresh cuts, you know.
I'm glad to hear from a woman's perspective.
Clean. I like just clean, well-groomed, well-taken care of. Like I said, confident. This is the basics for me.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm very anxious to see... you know, everybody's like, yeah, booty, booty, booty. I'm a foot guy. I gotta look at your, like, feet represent cleanly, like feet and hands. Feet,
so you like old dude off a boomerang, kick the girl out your bed because you got hammer toes.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that, dog. Straight up. I'm not playing either. I'm dead serious.
You know, that's so funny. Like, I've been hearing lately a lot. Like, that's a big thing. Like, I really didn't think that.
No,
like,
it's serious.
There's a lot of toe guys. A lot of toe fetish.
You could throw your hair in a ponytail every day. Every day. As long as you got edges. You ain't got edges. You might be in trouble. But
yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
You can go ponytail every day and change your nails and toes, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really sophisticated because the money goes up when you throw in the hair and the nail. Because a lot of women kind of expect that. Like,
expect
hair,
what?
Yeah, you're going to do my hair and my nails. Like, a lot of women expect that nowadays. I don't know.
For the man to pay for them to get that stuff done? That's what you're saying. I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, and I have heartburn with that, and I understand both sides of the situation, but it also depends on the dynamic. So we won't go down that rabbit hole. I'm gonna leave it alone. Unless you want to go down there, you bring your own Bible.
Go ahead, dude.
Are you bringing your own Bible?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Dude.
All right. Well, she passed. So all right. So we're about to bring on our guest. Mr. Floyd in the building, Mr. Mailman, the Mailman Crank Show in the building, Big Doug, the cooking comic, man. We're about to bring their vibe to the show. I'm absolutely thrilled to be working with these gentlemen. A lot of you guys know them from around the area. Happy to have them on the show. Each and every one of them got different vibes, and I'm really looking forward to kind of conversing with them and kind of see what they're bringing to the table. So long story short, give me about a minute or two. We're going to get our share situated. Come right back.
Yo, man, what's up?
Ready, P. Ready, P. Ready, P. Ready, P. Ready, P.
Big Red got a young nigga cocky. Big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling. Got a young nigga cocky. Big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling.
Too much drip, don't need no styling. When the verse need to drop the deposit. We got big racks stuffed in our pockets, piling. Smoking rest staying on the island. I get the peck and I beat it like Mike. My dumb head hard for a fight, no life. I can't give him no doubt. These niggas, they pussy boys, I ain't none of my guys.
Pose my bro, we slide. Fuck the little bitch, she tired. I treat my niggas like Giuseppe's when I'm stepping, yeah. You know we connected wireless like Verizon. I beat the bad bitch prof, yeah. In the trap rolling upside. And we got the cheapest, the coke on the block, yeah. We beat some down by the rock.
I call up the plug in the truckload. Sir, you a brick or I sir, you a elbow.
What you need?
Big stick make you get low, limbo. I'm in the hood finna roll up your dead bro. I'm in the trap with two Glocks in the FN. Fuck nigga, try, we can do it then. Body?
Young nigga cocky, big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling. Big Red got a young nigga cocky, big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling.
Rats can't fold in my pocket. Rats. Play with me, I put 10 on your noggin. Okay. I bought a 10-pack of perks to the party. Yeah, I finna make these hoes get naughty. I got rich cashed out on the body. Whole lot of chains and ain't that nigga try it. And I move with a killer beside me. Play me, you late, we ain't let shit slide. We hoppin' out with fire. He hoppin' the beef, got bait like a pie. He hopped in the streets, got sent to the sky. Really running the foe, I ain't telling no lie. I run into me, it's a head on collide. On. That's no cap, we gon' get on your top. We ain't tryna chat, we pull up and pop. He kept decking his wreck and his whip got parked.
Got a young nigga cocky, big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling. Big Red got a young nigga cocky, big stick chopping shit like karate. Big bitch pop a perk and she ride me. Four poles with my bros, we slide. Four hoes in the back, we vibing. He a hoe, wipe his nose, he hiding. Got too much drip, no styling. Beat a whole damn bat racks piling.
What up? Welcome back, man. Bring your own vibe. Happy hump day, man. Happy hump day. So listen, let me tell you something. These dudes right here, funny cats, man, they have an extraordinary energy. They got extraordinary following. I was introduced to a lot of these gentlemen by Dante Floyd. You know, Big Cat over here, man. We all, like I said, man, Woodbridge Big, bro. We all grew up together, man. We was around the area. And, you know, he said, you know, we should talk to these guys right here, man, because they got something, and they should be able to explain all that stuff and kind of what they're doing, you know. They got comedy shows. We got May 5th, right? We got May 5th coming up. Mailman, I think that's what we got coming up, Cranking Comedy, I believe.
Yeah,
May 5th, man. We had the Palace, I believe. Floyd, we had the Palace? We good. So man, at the Palace it's about
speak up over there. Why you all you said me to me, yeah.
Right, man. This is, you know, cut on the phone like he important. Like he important or some shit, though, right? Like he important.
The radio station. Like, man, we, what come the fuck on, wrong with you? Can we and we cursing?
Yeah, we good.
Oh, cuz I cuss. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Well,
you
listen,
gonna be sleeping like a motherfucker over there. I'll tell you that now.
No, listen, why, man.
I came to cuss. I'm a it's Wednesday, it's raining, nigga. I came to cuss.
Right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the energy. We go off your
vibe, man.
Yeah, but where I'm at.
That's where we at, man. We encourage you guys to be who you are, man. Mm-hmm. But just to let the people know, man, tell them a little about yourself. We're going to start out here with Big Doug, man. What's going on, Chief? What you got cooking up, man?
Cooking comic. Big Doug Scott, y'all already know.
My God.
From Woodbridge to Leesburg, from Southeast to West Virginia.
Oh,
you
man.
Can get these goodies anytime. You get these chokes from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the top to the bottom.
Oh, man.
Hey, shout out to my man Dante Floyd for always calling me to come out and do these type of events,
there
man.
You go, there you go.
We back. We almost back.
Mm-hmm.
We've been shut down for a whole year, man, and I'm hungry. I need to get back on stage. And I want to shout out to, man, listen, first of all, when I came in here, when I pulled up in the I said, oh, Paul Wall here. Oh, my God. And when I seen Lil Wayne's oldest brother, not the oldest brother, but you look just like Lil Wayne.
There you go.
No. Country Wayne. I'm sorry. Country Wayne. Not Lil Wayne. I'm high. It's the edibles. Country Wayne. Country Wayne. You not the oldest one. You the middle one. It's Country Wayne, then you, and then the oldest brother. I said, shit, I'm around good people, man.
Bruh, that's what they say. That's my dude right now, too. Yeah. Since Bama said it, I watch everything. Bama funny, though.
So somebody said it to you before? I never met him before. I know Country Wayne's kin people when I see him.
Okay.
So we talking about looking like, anybody tell you look like Scarface?
Yeah, face mob. There you go.
I've heard it, Dre, if I take this shit off. Right, a little bit of everything, but. We can go to the mall right here. What's the mall right here?
Tommy Mills.
We can go in there and set up a table.
Okay.
And let them know you are Country Wayne's middle brother. And get money. Sign some shit. We get money that day.
Set it up, Dante.
He getting that money out here.
There you go, man.
Let's go to the mall and get that money with Country Wayne. And Paul Waldo, get him some fronts. I know it's a mall still selling gold teeth on this motherfucker. Get him some fronts and we can get
that
money.
I was for real thinking about getting some. I was like, you know what? Actually, on the low right now, bro.
Actually, I was looking at some the other day, actually. Yeah. I'm going to get some. There's somebody in D.C. that's doing them.
Oh,
I'm sending the information. Think about it.
No. You said t-shirts and tank tops. I'm good. That's so.
Confident.
I heard her when she said that. What about the Grace West? The Grace West coming back? You ain't say nothing about
I thought you were talking about like getting ready for the summertime.
This
and
is
everything.
Getting ready for the summertime. Okay,
if you wearing your sweatpants in the summertime, I'm gonna think you got a problem. It's hot. Aren't you hot in them things?
They come in the shorts. They come shorts.
There are brothers. There are internet brothers. There are off internet brothers. There are EBT brothers. There are brothers worldwide that wait nationwide for sweatpants season. You understand me?
Sure. And it's the summertime?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Game is not always a. Everybody don't got game.
Right. Thank you.
I got game.
So let me say this. Right. Up north, cats wear. Timberlands all year long. The summertime, them motherfuckers play basketball in them. Some of y'all love that shit. I ain't worn Timberlands in about 15 years. They fucked my feet up. I ain't fucked them Timberlands. I don't know how
the butters, bro. They were the butters.
All year long.
The butters.
Gotta be the butters.
Well, I wouldn't give a fuck. I ain't putting no butters on no more. I'm 50 years old. I'm not putting that shit on.
I thought about putting some on.
And I seen juggling my basketball all year.
I really thought about it. Summertime, man.
Man, don't come with the single soles.
Stopping in the airport.
It's gotta be the double jump.
You gotta be the double jump. Because Bama's will fry you for the single soles.
Say, I'm frying you for wearing them, period. God damn it, put them up. Get you some wallabies or something soft now.
I remember the wallabies.
Something soft. Man. Get you some cold, huh? Something soft, bro.
Them jokes came through and left real
lugs
quick.
Lugs or whatever. Your like feet. The lugs.
I remember them. Wearing them boots. You be 60, you be wondering, why the fuck Uncle John's feet? Why he walk like that? Them Timberlands he was wearing in the 80s and 90s and 2000.
Yeah, man, it's wild. So, man, listen. We got the mailman.
What's up?
My dude. This cat right here gets me motivated in the morning, man. He got too much energy off Code Red. Bama drink Code Red and be on 10. I'd be like, where are you getting this from, Chief?
Hey, man, I wake up in the morning, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Once I wake up, it's a done deal. You know, that's
bless,
how I feel. You know,
bless.
I just started off from the beginning from there, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. It just be there, you know.
Right,
right. Right off the back, you know, then I get that Code Red up in me. It wake my ass up.
So Code Red is Code Red alcohol.
No,
first of all,
it's Mountain Dew.
Energy drink.
The Mountain Dew. The Mountain Dew COVID. The
just
color,
a Mountain Dew.
Just regular cold red.
Shout out to people get sites off the regular shit.
Hey, it's that
some
guy.
Some people do cocaine in the morning. Some people got to do cocaine in the morning to get live. He do Mountain Dew.
Right.
He should be a sponsor, man. Let's shout out Mountain Dew, man. Try to get that money.
Go ahead and get the plug.
Call Mountain Dew and say, man, I got a man who got a whole following of jokes that follow him because he drink Mountain Dew and get that money.
There you go.
Yeah, I said it. And I said it, so don't forget my 5%.
Find his feet. Hey, we cutting up the check before the check.
Put it out there right
back. I need my five. Couple time.
Right. But nah, man, Cold Red. I know Cold Red now. Get Cold Red every morning, man. I got Cold Red.
Hey, try. If it ain't Cold Red, you get the regular Mountain Dew. It ain't got to be Cold
they
Red.
They always told me that.
You know what I'm saying? I got the blue one. They got the watermelon. They got all that. They got the orange one. Any one of them going to get you.
People told me about Mountain Dew back in the day that they gave you, excuse me, sweetheart, but it did something to your balls.
I heard that too. Okay.
Ain't never done nothing.
So I ain't been a good, Mountain Dew dude ever in a long time.
You must not know the doctor over here.
Hey. Ain't never done nothing to mine.
You got 40 kids.
I ain't got 40. Ain't never done nothing to mine.
All right, then.
And I've been drinking that shit.
And see, call Mountain Dew and be like, all that backlash y'all got?
Right.
He got 40 kids. And he wake up every morning. And he got
ready to roll.
You can get you some money, man.
I got you.
Oh man!
But yeah.
So man, he got the crank show cranking in the morning, man. I get up and JB, I start my workouts then, you know. But he has the crankiness CDs I have not heard in a minute, and then he be going. I'd be like, bro, I need that. He be like, yeah. He never said he's gonna get me the CD, but he be like, yeah. I be like, I'm peeping you. I want the CD, bro, but yeah.
I only got one copy right now.
Yeah. I remember when that used
no
to be.
Master.
Oh my God.
You know, but that's my friend, man, Woody. Woody be hooking me up. Woody was, you know, he always be hooking me up with the CDs, always. You know, that's where I get them from. But I had my own collection before then, but
right
now, that's where I'm getting it from. So I'm going to shout out to Woody Woods on that motion.
Woody Woods. Because
Woody Woods be doing his thing, you know, be hooking my brother up.
Okay.
But, you know, from 7:15, check me out, you know what I'm saying? And it going off Mailman Crank Show. You got to get approved. Mm. It's a private page. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive. You just can't come in and think you're just going to come in. You got to be a certain age.
Eat hamburger. You just can't eat hamburger.
You know, you got to be a certain age. You know, we grown and sexy show, over here. We talk good. We have fun. We like a little family. So, you know, a shout out to my admins. I do have admins and all that other stuff. So, you know. Doing a little something over there.
So it's a Facebook page that you have to join? Okay.
Well, I'm on the radio too, and we ain't say no. We'll go to Dante.
We're not going over to Dante because we skipped over that. We made a mistake. It's okay. We admit mistakes.
Yes, I definitely do a morning show. I do a morning show.
Listen, that's a bad bring your own vibe. I fuck up. My bad.
I ain't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
Because I reminded him.
I didn't know, but I also have a morning show called Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show on My Urban 95. Go to My Tuner Radio. You can pick it up on My Tuner Radio.
Okay.
It's Vibe 95, Soul 95, Urban 95.
Oh, you out here.
A whole bunch of country 95, all that. But
you
I'm on the...
My man's
on
Roland Robinson Samosa. I'm trying to tell you. You might want to ask his resume.
No, I'm asking
him. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a little something.
I'm waiting for my invitation.
It's Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I like this vibe. We do the same thing, but I didn't know we were shouting out the shows.
No,
because they'll be mad at me. If they see this, they be like, damn, you ain't saying nothing about this show.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah. You got to put it out there. So, getting back to what I was saying, I'm good.
We stepping on toes, man. We stepping on toes. He's like, look, nah, my 50s is bigger. Hold on.
My 50s is good on this side.
So, just like I was saying, in the evening time, you can catch me between 6:30, depending. You know, I never know what time I'm getting off, you know. So, once I get on, I try to put a post on my page, let you know when I'm going live.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
This Friday, you know, meet and greet, first annual for real at the first at Babylon.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
it's gonna be a wonderful thing, you know. Because did I say I have my own song?
Oh man,
you sang too?
I got the band. It's the band Faces. You know, I got my own.
Oh, Faces. You know. Oh yeah. Shout out to the Comedy Crankers because we did it at Babylon too. While we talking about Stinky Dink. Oh my goodness, we showed off out there. Yeah, we got Mike Brooks. Shout out to Mike Brooks. All my comedy brothers, man. We put a little band together.
Okay.
The Comedy Crankers. We about to come back and do everything. We doing everything. We doing my Miss
was we doing baby no baby showers. We doing baby showers. We doing everything. Funerals. We doing funerals. We doing everything, man. Shout out to my man Comedy Skip, man. My man doing time now. If I told this story, you'd be like, oh, I heard this. I heard this story, but you doing fit time now.
We accept all EBT payments.
Yes, indeed. Because we feed the needy.
Oh, man.
Yes,
just real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You said something about Babylon. So I went to, well, first of all, which one are you talking about?
False Service one.
So no. I literally tried to take my girlfriend out for her birthday on Saturday, and there was a wait list. We couldn't get in. We didn't know. You had to call ahead and make reservations.
That's so small. It's low.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you put the information out there for people so they know, to, you know.
Paul Hecton. Those are the two people you want to talk to. Dano's the promoter for the evening. Paul Hecton, Ed, or Mo are the owners that will actually be on call. You know what I'm saying? So those will be on site, but Dano will be your point person that'll be at the door if you ever need any type of reservation for Babylon.
So I guess you just Google it, call ahead, right? Make your reservations, what have you.
And wait, name drop. You heard what he said. Say Dante Floyd.
I just want to put it out there if anybody goes. I don't want nobody to go and have the same problem and be pissed.
Like, it's different on Friday. Like a first Friday every month, they usually had this, you know, first Friday, everything with faces you know. So you ain't got to call and you just come.
Okay.
But on any other day, I mean, if you say you got to call somebody, I mean, I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know. I've been there before when it, you know, before COVID or whatever, and that was nothing, right? Just go in, but, and I wasn't sure, you know, with the restrictions going on right now, because I just want, well, don't want
you. They open up like y'all said the first. So,
okay, okay, so you're right.
So
okay.
Things might be a little
Dano
different.
Dano is your point person for all nightlife at Babylon Falls Church between Thursday and Sunday.
Okay.
So if you need any questions or whatever, just reach out to Dano via Falls Church Babylon. You can call up there, get his number, get his contact.
Okay, just want to put it out there for the people.
Yep. So you trying to do something, hit up Dano and Falls Church. I mean, listen, man, free game. You're welcome. Don't worry about that. Provided by your
call boy. We want free drinks when we get up there.
Right,
shout
right.
That shit out.
Please, first of all, you.
Actually, plug. I was talking about plug. The Woodbridge one, but I was, I didn't shut up because I need my drinks when I get over there.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, man, the Cranking Comedy, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's definitely something different. I mean, walk me through this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be able to host up there. We're going to be having, you know, BYOVs is going to be able to get behind the scenes and everything. But tell me your vision. Tell me your vision.
It's a lot going on. To be exact, this is not our first comedy show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is actually probably the 7th or 8th big comedy show that we've done at the Palace.
Okay.
This is the first one we've done during the week, but we're actually trying to bring a different vibe, a different energy to the area. Mailman Crank Show is fairly new in the area with promotions, but he has been known in the area for over 13 to 14 years.
All right. That's what's up.
From delivering mail to coming to your crank show, to your comedy show, he's going live at every event. He's got your t-shirts for sale on Cash App. He's got your meet and greet on Friday at Babylon Falls Church. You got your cooking comic, Big Doug. He hosts TV shows. He's on Roland Roberts TV One. He's on all your comedy shows, local and far. So I mean, from every aspect we've covered, from promotion wise, we have Bring Your Own Vibe that's actually gonna do a live
Yay.
Post and a live show from there. So that is honestly an honor and a pleasure, and it's real special, man.
Thank you.
It's real special. It's real special for us to have them. To actually bring the show live to us at the venue. And I mean, and it's nothing but God, man. We got blessed with a situation where I get to work with Alex. Huh. I get to work with the Mailman Crank Show that's fresh out the gate, coming out like a bull in motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And the Cooking Comic, man. He got your food going 5 Everything. Days a week. You know what I'm saying? He got your TV shows going.
Funny, and the comedy been hot. And shout out to my partner in crime, Alex Scott, because he actually put me on stage for the first time 15 years ago.
Hey, Alex Scott will be hosting our May 5th Cinco de Mayo event at the Palace. Shout out to Ruben, the owner. Shout out to his pops. Shout out to everyone that's involved, from Bring Your Own Vibe Show, from Mailman Crank Show, to all the comics involved, from Alex Scott, the host, from Big Doug, you know, the cooking comic. Also, Danny Rolando. He's a Latino.
Oh, that's my man. You got Danny?
Yes,
Danny. Hey, okay. So Danny, when you was talking about getting a Latino comic, I haven't worked with Danny in a minute, and he's funny as shit. So we gonna have to
Danny Rolando's on it. And then you got your man Lawrence Owens, Boys and Girls.
Okay,
you
know L-O.
You in for a treat. So like everything is official. Only thing we missing is
is the date coming up. That's it. The only thing we're missing is the date coming up, because we got the power, we got the people, but we also have a special after party that we will announce the band at the meet and greet, Mailman Crank Show, Falls Church Babylon on Friday. We also have something special for y'all on Thursdays, kicking off tomorrow night. We have Rush Thursdays. Everyone in Rush Hour, we have your perfect Thursday night situation. Only for your 30 and over. We do apologize to all those who don't make the cut, but it's 30 and over for the fellas. Ladies, we appreciate y'all coming out. It's 25 and older for the ladies. When you're a happy hour, when you want some wings, you want some tacos, quesadillas, you want some good music, come on down to Tandoori. We in Woodbridge. We're starting a happy hour each and every Thursday starting tomorrow. Hosted by your man Pressure. You know what I'm saying? It gets no better. Oh, it gets no better.
That's what we
everyone,
doing.
We have seven. We got $7 shots beforehand. I want to say for the happy hour from 5 to 7.
Right.
We got your Henny shots, Crown shots, $7. You also got DJ Lil John, also DJ Cash. And shout out to my team, man, the executives team, Nikki, Sean, Crystal, Tasha, everybody that helps, you know what I'm saying, motivate me. But I couldn't do it without Mailman Crank Show. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Cash, Tamika Joy's boy.
DJ Cash is Tamika Joy's boy.
Shout out to you. Shout out to my man.
That's family, man.
That's family right there.
That's
hey.
Family, man. So it's, yeah. it's always family when we doing something, man. We appreciate not only Tasha and I'm sorry. Pressure and Miss Tasha, you know what I'm saying, having us on the show, but it's we appreciate my man right here, you know what I'm saying, not only coming back, but for having us, man. It's an honor and a pleasure, man. We appreciate it. From the executives.
And we're going to be at Potomac Mills Mall next Saturday with Lil Wayne's middle brother. We signing anything. We signing t-shirts. Everything. Hats and everything.
If it's paying, I'm going.
Yeah. Meet you there. 10:30.
Right.
I just keep saying Lil Wayne. But okay. But Lil Wayne going to be there too. Lil Wayne's baby.
I got to say this, though. Before y'all go anywhere, make sure y'all know we have Thursday night Rush Thursdays at Tandoori. 30 and over. 30 and over. 30 and over.
This is what we're doing.
30 and over. That's what we're doing. From now on, that's what we're doing.
Exactly.
We have a band. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say what. But we have a band that's going to end the Cranking Comedy Show every week. The first week is going to be something special. I mean, it's amazing what these people do. And I want to tell y'all who it is, but we're going to wait till the Mailman's Crank Show on Friday, the meet and greet, to announce who's going to be there. So y'all make sure y'all go. If y'all do anything, go to Babylon Falls Church on Friday. Check my man out. If y'all want to come check us out, Pressure, Mailman Crank Show, we will be at Tandoori tomorrow night just doing a 30 and over get together with DJ Lil John, DJ Cash. Also, shout out to Big Doug, man. He is one of the funniest cats I know.
Man.
He has been on every single comedy show that I've hosted.
Thank you, bro.
And he has not only hosted it, but he's tore that thing down. So shout out to him.
Thank you, bro.
Shout out to Alex
See,
Scott.
She don't know me. She ain't said no. I'm just, I don't even know this nigga. I ain't never seen this nigga.
No, but you know what, though? Your face looks familiar. I'm trying to place you. Like, I know you look familiar. Like, it'll come to me.
Some shit like that.
I've seen this nigga. It'll come.
But shout out to my team, man. The executives, man. Nikki, Sean, he's going to be on videos. Nikki's my like executive admin. She holds everything down. Tasha, that's going to be the smiling face you see at every event. Crystal, she's going to be another smiling face. And I mean, shout out to the team. Also, I got to give a big shout out to Flat Out Entertainment.
Flat Out.
I'm actually me and Mailman Crank Show, the executives, we're backing anything that Flat Out Entertainment is doing. Bring Your Own Vibe Show.
There we go.
We're going to be at everything. They have so many events coming up. It's ridiculous. We're in Miami for, I want to say, the Miami Takeover with Northeast Groovers. And
I went to Miami Takeover a few years ago. That shit is so much fucking fun.
You said, it's what?
I hope they don't shut that shit down, because
they wild. They've been wild. We just
really going coming out the
open up to March. We going up since March of February.
Listen. It's something special. Flat Out Entertainment is hosting one of the biggest events down Miami. So the Miami Takeover, they got a pool party going on with Luke, with Northeast Groovers.
Mm-hmm.
Please make sure you get on gogotickets.co.
When is it?
Gogotickets.co.
When
in
is
July.
It?
July.
We out here.
July 23rd through the 26th.
Flat
Out Entertainment will be down there. They have pool party Saturday with Luke.
Day party. Mm.
With day
Luke.
Party with
yes,
Luke.
That Luke. Shit was epic.
Bringing the vibe.
Oh,
hold up. That's not it, though. On Sunday, they got What Man and Trina. But I'm gonna tell you something though.
That's nice. I don't know about Luke and Michael Strahan. They gonna be together. Or something. Man. Luke old as shit. Luke needs to sit down. But I can look, do the Trina and the what back.
The executives, Luke and Michael Strahan. We will all be down there. We will have footage for you. We'll have look. We got masks for you. We got free giveaways. We'll have so much for you in store. So make sure y'all get. And look, also April 17th, Backyard Flat Out Entertainment's Backyard is in is at Fiesta Center. In April 17th in Fiesta Center in Manassas. Mm-hmm. Also, April 24th, mm-hmm. Northeast Groovers mm-hmm. is at the Fiesta Center in Manassas. All Flat Out Entertainment. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Will. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to everybody that supports Flat Out Entertainment because it's going down real big, real heavy. If you already know, they did the A-Team in Atlanta on New Year's Eve with Big G, Wing C, Tiffany, Rapper Dude, Hug. Every go-go all-star from Go-Go Mickey to Blue Eye right. to Stomp Dog to Smoke, every go-go all-star that could be out there, that could be there, was there. Shout out to Flat Out Entertainment. And I want to say Mailman Crank Show and also the executives, man. We appreciate y'all having us, and it's been an honor and a pleasure, man.
They thank couldn't write that good. Fast. I'm tell you right now, they're going to have to hit us up. They ain't going to write that fast. They're going to slow down so they can keep up. I'm just saying. They got to go back and watch it again.
That's it, man.
They
it's all
link.
Good.
They got to hit the link.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot to write down, man.
That's what's up, man.
We've been busy, bro. We've been busy.
I absolutely love it.
Just know you're going to see a lot coming from Bring Your Own Vibe Show as well as Mailman Crank Show. As well as Big Dub, you're going to see a lot. I'm talking about cranking comedy is real. We will have a comedy show in the band. Doug will be on every show. Alex Scott will be on every show. And it's looking like Danny Rolandas is trying to hop on the team. So along with your Timmy Halls, your Chris Thomases, your Lawrence Owenses, along with all of these people that we're bringing to Woodbridge to cranking comedy, we will have these gentlemen that will be hosting all your festivities. And it's going down real major. We appreciate you.
Right. We've been busy. Yeah. Everybody's been busy.
I love it.
Did we not talk about this on the show? You better have been busy during quarantine.
Yeah, it's time.
Because if not, you in trouble. You in trouble.
All COVID protocols will be in effect. Please know that your temperature will be taken. You cannot enter without a mask. And we're trying to do it the safe way. No, we will not go to over capacity. Mm. We will do it the best way that we can. And we'll also live stream and get all that going for y'all. So those who do want to support, that do want to watch from home safely, do have an opportunity to. But that's some information to Bring Your Own Vibe Show. We'll bring out later with the Mailman Crank Show coming out probably the week before the show.
Indeed.
But we'll let y'all know.
Indeed. I'm going to swing back around because, you know, we got to change the microphone here. My man, the mailman, man, he brings this different vibe in the morning, man. It makes me want to work out. He be crying. He be going to work. I'm like, yo, you get paid to do this?
Nah, I ain't getting paid. I'll just do it, man. Like I said, I like my life, man. You know, I'm saying, my mom passed 2009, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And before she passed, you know, she told me, you know, you got one life to live. Live it to the fullest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm taking it all the way to the top, you know. And I just been doing it, just living my life, just enjoying it, you know. Because
right.
Once you're gone, you're gone. You know what I'm saying?
And if it's bringing you joy and opportunities network with different people and getting to do this, I feel you.
You know, I've been doing this since 2010. You know, at first I was doing it on Facebook, everything on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I would record, I was doing Mailman Talk. You know, first I was just, because a lot of people don't watch the news, you know what I'm saying,
right.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. So I would wake up getting ready, getting dressed, watch the news, and then on my way to work, that's all I'm talking about, what I see on the news, so people can find out what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all over the world.
Right.
I was just doing it, and I had a certain way of coming on. I always, you know, I had a special way of coming on when I was doing that. I would say, hello, 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 hello. That's my motto, you know what I'm saying? So every time I go out there, people would say, yo, hello, hello. I'm like, yo, what's up? You know, it's just fun, you know. It's just my energy. That's just what it is, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And it's definitely a different vibe. I've not seen, you know, a morning show like yours. You know, he's in the mail truck, going around, singing around. I'm trying to tell you, the energy's a little different.
No, I'm in my vehicle.
That's your vehicle?
I'm in my own vehicle. I can't do it in the mail truck.
Oh, I'm about to say.
I can't do that.
You almost got that man fired. I just want to let y'all know. on behalf of the executives, USPS, he is not riding in the truck doing the shit. Big Dog will quote that he did not do the shit because he delivered the food to his crib, and it did not go down.
This is going to work. I ain't on the clock
That's why I asked before. You get paid to do this. He was like, nah, because it's just in the morning before or something.
No, I'm on my way to
that's
work.
That's why I was on his way to work. Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify. I was like, yo. He was like, nah, I just do it.
No, his show is sponsored by traffic.
Slim Jim.
95.
Right, like, HOV Express Lane.
Right. Because you see him, he's passing anybody, the stuff, going look, to work.
Anybody that has trouble or accident on the way to work, the extra socket was entitled to you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on 490. I mean 395, 95 coming on in.
So he's doing you. So that's what I was asking about. Shows like how is it done?
I go live. I got my little joint in my car. I put it up there. Right. Set, you know. Then boom. You know. There it is.
Man.
On Wednesday, I used to have chicken wings. I eat my chicken wings.
Right.
But whether you catch Mailman Crank Show in the morning or you catch my man Big Doug in the morning.
Wake your ass up morning show. My Urban 95.
You can't go wrong with either one of these brothers, man. They both do it big for the DMV. Not only for the go-go culture, but they do it for the culture of the people, man. So
that's it.
Big shout out to them, man. Please, please, please follow that.
So Listen, this is what I'm saying. Big Doug, I'm waiting for my invite, sir. Chief,
yeah,
you ain't send my invite now. You know you,
what? On my phone?
No, I don't know how you gonna do it. I just need an invite to get to the group because I got in my morning. What time are you going in the morning?
It's from 6 to 10 every morning, Monday through Friday.
Oh, you 6 to 10?
6 to 10.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And yours again is what time?
I try to get on by 7, between 7 and 7:15. I mean, okay. It depends. You know, I've been having different schedules, but I let the group know that what time I'll be on because I'm flexible. Yeah. You never know what time I'm getting. I know what time to be to work,
right.
But I ain't gonna never know what time I'm getting off. No. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I know what time I get, I'll usually probably send something out to one of my admins and go ahead and write a post saying, yo, I'm ready to go live such at 6:45, 7 okay. o'clock, and then boom.
Okay.
So that, I'm that, on. That works for my schedule. Come up. No, I don't know. I've been waking up early, like at 6 o'clock. Mm. I don't know. Earlier. Yeah,
no coffee.
So. Like what is happening? Like I don't know. I thought it was just me. I'd be like up at 6 o'clock.
Every morning, 6 a.m.
I'd be like, yo, what is happening? Like I need to go back to sleep, and I try to do it. It don't work.
I wake up. I'm blessed. It's another day to be great.
We winning. That's my motto.
We winning.
Yes,
I woke up this morning. I'm winning. Everybody winning. We winning.
Yeah.
As soon as you open your eyes, you winning. That's a done deal. That's how I always say.
I'm blessed to have a good support system with Baby Moms, Yaya, Gigi, family that love me, both my sons. You know what I'm saying. It's a blessing to just be, you know what I'm saying, able to provide for them. Not only that, but wake up in the morning and just have breath in your body. Be able to just, you know, wake up and say, hey, go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Eat a bowl of cereal. You look like you eat cereal.
Toast Crunch, baby.
Fucking bowl of cereal up in the morning. I'm just glad to be up and eat this bowl of cereal. That brother.
Amen.
It's Snoop Dogg in here. This is smoking ass dude. You know, man. He got all the kind of smoke. He got shit you can sniff. He got shit you can rub on your tongue. He got shit you can smoke.
He's right here.
He's talking about me.
He goes that. He's down there.
Right, you ain't talking about Shaft.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Go. He got smoked butter. He got smoked detergent. He got
like Bubba Gump.
Man, listen, wash your clothes in him. He
so yeah, we got to the topic. We're running a little bit over, man, but we started a little bit later. I appreciate all these gentlemen, man, and you got to understand kind of what they're bringing to the table. They're doing all this stuff before work. You know, before you guys think of waking up, these guys are already out there on it, getting it, you know, surrounding themselves about greatness and just going about being great, just doing it, you know, just walking, believing in yourself and absolutely just carrying that out. Now, I commend all you guys for that. And I love working with people like you. And I want to build with you. This is not a one-off.
Nah.
You know, this is the beginning. I have letting everybody know we working together. And this is what we're about to do.
I have a dream, yo. I got a dream. I mean, I want to. I got a dream, you know.
All right, Mr. King.
I don't want to say it right now.
You got a dream.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been to the mountaintop.
I see. Like when Floyd came to me with the situation, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, we y'all like on the same page. You know, like I said, I want an older crowd always.
I don't need the extra.
Never going down to like can't go down to the youngest because it's just too much.
Super wild these days.
It's just ridiculous what's going on in this world about this, you know, about that. But
all right, right.
So I want to bring an older crowd situation, just have fun, good vibe, and like you say, comedy, crank, laughs. When you leave that junk, we want to make sure your stomach hurt.
Right, so, you know, right. So,
I just want
to guarantee Doug will do it.
Put me on. Mother would be like, he wouldn't even that funny. No, we just had my money. I don't care
what happened.
Face mom.
I don't give a fuck what
you
happened
don't
that
know.
Night.
Face mom. He got my bread.
It could be a bad night or whatever. Just had my paper and I'm there.
We good.
got my bread. He face mine, bro.
I just wanted to second what Pressure was saying. I'm happy to be in the company, you know what I'm saying, and seeing what y'all doing. I'm always happy to see black men doing positive things and putting themselves out there and, you know, just elevating other people and just working together and just building up our community. So I just salute y'all all, and I just want to second that. So
thank you.
So
like, this came unexpected to me. I was just riding around.
That's the beautiful thing about life. You never know who's going to come into your life, who's going to come into your circle.
I'm going to put the bug in y'all ear. So for the people. Not just for me, not just for him, for the people. Mailman Crank Show, the executives, kickball game, bring your own vibe, kickball game.
Man, you tell me today. I've been waiting for that. Free forever.
Free food for the kids, free food, hot dogs and burgers for everybody else. And then if you want to bring some food to throw on the grill, that's what it is.
I'm
going to
kick the shit out of
we do this. I'm putting the bug out there, so let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
He always thinking of something. That's always, why I fuck with him.
That's what I'm talking about. When you got a person like that, it's always got something on their mind. You know what I'm saying?
All day. Balloon fights, water guns.
Because the ambulance coming. You believe that day, the ambulance coming out there. Somebody asked to get that ball. That red joke. You better, hey, look, when you get. Remember that sound? That the ball, all you hear is whiff. That motherfucker hit you in the face.
You in trouble.
The game over. I say that now. The game
that's
over.
It. That's it. Oh, no Susie's. Susie, and you're gonna get hurt by the ball. Just stay home.
We're gonna have a grown folk game and then let the kids do something else. Cause I came to the game to see somebody get fucked up.
Yep.
I wanna see this shit. Woo! Ain't never like somebody running you behind them with that jump. But I've seen some acrobatic motherfuckers. They can slide, flipping and shit. You're like, damn!
Doing a snake.
Yeah, kickball is that. We need to get back to that then. Some people, seriously, they got outfits and long ass socks and.
And look,
if we can eat good and have a good time, it's all good.
We're going to do it the COVID way. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? With kickball, it's social distance. No matter So we're going to have fun. We're going to do it for the kids, though. I want to say we're going to bring back a couple people from the area. I'm going to holler at Amar Brooks. I'm going to holler at Howard Jones. Quite a few of our local heroes.
Old Joe. Shout out to Old Joe. That's just mine.
Well, let's get them involved. I'm more than positive that, if they hear – and they can be involved, they will be involved. So
that's what's up.
See if we can, those are two phenomenal individuals.
Yep.
I can't say more than enough about the things they've done for not only us, but for the community.
All right.
They've done not only football camps, they've done free giveaways from tickets to this to that. So I can't even announce how many things they've done to resume. So
we're taking that for granted. So I just want to say, tell them who Hojo is and who Mod is. Man, we know him, but go ahead.
Hojo has played not only for
Howard Jones. Go ahead.
Howard Jones. His older brother is a coach at Freedom High School. Y'all already know. Older brother Jeff Overton is also a coach at Freedom High School.
Shout out to Darryl Overton, Jeff Overton, Freedom. Everybody.
Playmakers are elite.
PME all day.
The entire organization they've turned into not only a football team but a family.
Yep.
So shout out to them. Howard Jones is actually a product of their family genes as well as all the things that they've done with PME. Dedication, hard work, and progression. He played at Shepherd in the
Shepherd
area,
University,
and then went on to the NFL and had success with not only the Pittsburgh Steelers but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
Chicago Bears,
as well. Ahmad Brooks, same situation. Great resume. Been to the Super Bowl. Didn't get an opportunity to win, but has been there multiple times. Has held it down for the Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers for multiple years, over 8 years.
Wasn't he at
Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. He ended with the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, these are people from the area that we can, reach out to that maybe we can, bring something together that we can show that our community has people that actually have not only reached the next level, but love what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And they live far away. Don't get it twisted. They all live states away.
Shout out to Rodney Whitehead, Lucky Whitehead. That's my youngin. I grew up with
Lucky.
Him.
Shout out. What up, Miss Carrie?
Lucky Whitehead is back.
No, I coach Man. I coach Man.
Lucky is back. Shout out to Lucky Whitehead. Shout out to Amaya Brooks. All the things they've done in the community. And I want to bring Lucky, Ahmad, Howard. I want to bring all of them back and just reach out to them. Even if they can't come and they can just, you know, send their love. We appreciate everything they've done in the community, and not only the community, but just the vision and the things that they've done at the next level, and the things they've done for the community at the next level.
All
right. It's an honor and a pleasure to know them, and I want to say shout out to them for all the things they've done. All
right.
And hopefully we can bring everybody back, you know what I'm saying, for one big hoorah, as they say, you know what I'm saying, in the kickball level, basketball. We can do all that for the kids.
But there we go.
If we can get it going, we'll definitely make it as big as it can be.
All right. So the dates on that, we're going to let you guys know what's going on there. But I do definitely want to appreciate everything that the cooking comic right there, Mr. Big Doug.
Hey, get at me. Big Doug, let me tell you something before we get out of here.
Oh, go ahead.
Cooking comic, hit me up. Should I put my number out here? Because I don't want y'all women hit me up.
I beat him up with the phone.
Shout out, man.
He said he got the white tees, tank top on deck.
Cooking comic catering, man. I got a menu that I put out it's each and every week. Got Meatloaf Mondays. I got What's Some Other Wednesdays. And I definitely got Something's Fried on Fridays. You can believe that. So look me up and shout me out, man. Doug Scott 71 on Instagram.
Okay.
Doug Scott on Facebook. And I'm going to put my number out there because I ain't scared.
703-656-0635.
Hit me up. I can cater any event. All the cages, don't matter. Like I said, a roach race. If you need some wings for the roach race, if you need wings for your roach race event, I'm there. I got you. You hear me? I ain't. And I take whatever. You hear me? For real. You got some weed or something you need? Look, Doug, that's all I got. It's the baby shower. This nigga ain't been here. He ain't doing nothing, ladies. I got you, man. Hit you up. I put some potato salad, a couple wings together for you. You hear me? I got you, man.
My man, Big Doug, man.
Yeah, we gonna have fun.
The cooking comic, man, in the building, dog. Yeah.
15 years in the game, man.
Man, that's
what's up. Yeah,
that's some experience, man. Mm-hmm. That's
it must be
it.
Something that you love, right? That you have a passion for doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely,
keep coming back that long. That's awesome.
I cook for no reason.
Hey, and that's an awesome thing. Especially you got a woman that love to eat. That's a wonderful thing, man.
No, it don't always go that way. Cause this have ain't been in the kitchen since I met her.
We gonna talk about that too. We gonna get there talking about kitchen duty. Yeah, a lot of holes done changed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We gotta get to all
day. I done cooked all day, and this dishes in this motherfucking
right. Shit. Somebody beefing. I'm beefing. I don't care. What's wrong with you? I'm beefing right now.
You gave me the itis. I don't give a damn. Itis your ass up and clean this goddamn kitchen before the sun come up.
That kitchen's a
motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I'm gonna say this. I don't wanna take up no more time.
No, you good.
I'm 270, right? Man, I'm a man.
Okay.
Joker shook my hand the other day, and when he went to let go,
uh-huh,
he held it a little bit.
Oh.
And I pulled away from him. He said, "Your hand's nice and supple." Like a lady. Because I washed dishes every motherfucking day. And I wanted to punch him in his face. Because I don't play that. But I understood him. Man, hands shouldn't be that damn soft. I'm a man.
You had a touch of the real life.
I rumble.
And wash dishes.
I worked all my life, all that. But I washed dishes every motherfucking day. And my hands are soft, man.
Why don't you get some gloves?
Oh, man.
I ain't a glove type dude. When I cook, don't get me wrong. Since you about to say something, he don't use gloves when he cook.
He raw dogs the dishes.
I'm talking about the dishes.
You raw dogging dishes over there?
I get it, my dude.
I ain't even
to me. So that table's like, man, I am. If I'd have said I wore gloves, they'd be like,
All
I
that was
no goddamn gloves. Watch no dishes.
The cooking comic, he using gloves.
I ain't never used no gloves. Watching
no
dishes.
He raw dogged the dishes. Nah. Listen, there's a lot of raw dogging the dishes going on. But man, appreciate you, man. The cooking comic, man. Funny dude, man. This is good. My man, the mailman. The mailman. My guy. Appreciate you coming through, Chief. Always the vibes you bring. Both you guys bring it in the morning and what you brought into here and kind of what we're going to do going forward, Chief. What's going on? Appreciate you stopping through.
Man, I appreciate you having me here, man. It's a blessing, like I said, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, I still want my CD. I'm not gonna let it go. I'm not gonna let that Orpheus groove was cranking that morning. It was the day before yesterday.
I mean,
that joke was
rocking. That 93.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. That joke was rocking though.
For the Metro, yeah, that one.
Indeed, man. Yeah. So I appreciate you coming through, man. Let me see your shirt right there. You got the new word. So listen, man.
He got the shirts out right now.
He promotes the shirts, man.
The merch.
Yeah, he got the merch out, man. The mailman crank show.
Just trying to do a little something here.
Okay. I see it. I got the gold one. He got me the gold joint. Yes, so I'm definitely getting that. Out there. And then also, last but not least, my man D. Floyd.
Yeah. What to do, what to do. Just to let y'all know, man, just before we go closing, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, we got the Cranking Comedy. Hosted by broadcasting live, bring your own vibe show, hosted by Alex Scott. Mm-hmm. Also, your man Big Doug will be on the card, mm-hmm. Danny Rolanda, and also LO Lawrence Owens. Boys and girls, y'all in for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
It's all powered by Mailman Crank Show and the executives, you know what I'm saying? The whole team, Nikki, Sean, Crystal, Tasha. We appreciate y'all. And also, bring your own vibe show, man. We thank y'all for even coming down, man, making it possible. But also, make sure y'all come down tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're at Tandoori, 30 and over.
30 and 30 over.
Each and every
Say
week.
It again, 30 and 30 over.
30 and over.
Don't
each
play
and every
around,
week.
Man.
DJ Lil Jon, DJ Cash, they will be on the ones and twos on
DJ
your sound.
DJ Cash ain't no damn 30, though. I'm just
hey,
just
look. Hey, look. Hey, look. DJ Cash is not 30, I will admit, but the man is a beast on
yes,
them
sir.
Ones and twos.
Yes, sir.
Man. So
yes, sir.
He going to be in there holding it down along with DJ Lil Jon, and it's going to be something special. Friday night, meet and greet, Babylon Falls Church. Mm-hmm. The Mailman Crank Show will announce who we will have as the closing band for the after party for the Cranking Comedy.
Lock so me in so I can hear him.
We definitely got a whole situation, man. So just yeah. And listen. I promise y'all be in for a treat or your money back. Just like that. It's just like that. Cranking Comedy with a band afterwards.
That's
the comedy
that's a
show.
Hell of a
pressure,
claim.
Pressure.
Hey, it is what it is. Pressure. If y'all got a problem, holler at me and you'll get your money back. It's just like that. We got a pressure lot of people blood. On this card, and I promise you, from all the people that's going to come through, from Doug Bennett to Chris Thomas to Eddie Bryant to Timmy Hall to Tony Woods, it is going to be a situation, man. So please. Eat something before you come because your stomach is gonna work. Right. It is what it is.
And so all crazy heifers stay home because the last. No,
hey, look, I know who you're talking about. Crazy bitch. Look, crazy bitch. Don't talk about crazy bitch. Look, I already know who you're talking about. Hey, Sean, you know who I'm talking about. Sean, you know who I'm talking about. We ain't talking about. Look.
Have you ever had a heckler?
Oh my God.
And you ain't even really had to burn her ass up. But she did it to herself.
He asked her, he said, look, I can say, does anybody have AIDS? And bitch, you will be aroused. And she said,
yes! I said, yeah.
She said, what you mean I got AIDS? Fuck you, nigga. What you mean?
He got up to go to the bathroom and came back and the motherfucking heels. And she fell. Oh, my goodness. I ain't have to tell another joke. That was the show right there. I said, come to the stage next. Just missed and fell out. But we had fun, though. No, come back, baby girl. Because we took pictures
about.
After
yes.
that and all that
the
shit.
VA Comedy Festival will come back for a fifth and sixth time. Later on, but we're going to get the Cranking Comedy
you
started.
You got to say one time. Niggas always put 2/5 and 6 to 23rd and 24th. It's one show. We did it 6 times before. It'll be the 7th annual damn show.
You heard what the man said, man. Big Doug is on it. And look, every VA Comedy Festival, Big Doug is hosting. Y'all already know what it is. Cranking Comedy, Alex Scott is hosting. Every third week, Big Doug will bring his friends. Alex Scott going to be on the hosting mic. It's going to be a situation, man. You'll have a Latin comic or a Spanish comic on every show. You can't complain, man. You're getting the best of both worlds, man. So come on down, Cinco de Mayo, see what we're working with, and enjoy yourself, man.
All right, so listen, man. We out here 8:11 already. So 8:11, oh, shoot, 8:18.
Yeah, because I'm glad.
We got to get out of Woodbridge at 8:18.
They put up roadblocks. They put up roadblocks. Up. Anything darker than Tasha is... subject to stop after. So y'all good.
That's why we need our black and brown relations. That's why
y'all
we're
too
friends.
Good. Hey, look, but they turned the lights out, so we're gonna get up out of here, man. Anyone past that complexion?
Bring your own vibe, man. Appreciate you guys. Episode 14, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tune in next week. Be there tomorrow. Be there Friday. Be there May 5th. Be there. Man, just be fucking.
Be there.
Just be there, bro. Holla at your boy. Appreciate, man. Tune in next week. Holla at you. Go on.
See how he said 14th. He didn't say.
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought
thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You voted in the brush. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You voted in the brush. Smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely, cause these niggas telling. Snitch. And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Ben set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. No, holding that water, won't spell it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way.